Most of the migrant families in Wisconsin come from Mexico or Texas and work on farms or in canning or meatpacking plants. Since MATC first got the grant 5 years ago, the program has helped 500 people earn or make progress towards their high school degree. Anna Zambi coordinates the program. She says the renewal of the grant is good news for migrant families who move so often they're usually not able to complete high school.
Certain people who are on a seasonal track where they might come from picking apples in Ohio, you know, to doing corn detasseling here and then move on over to Minneapolis. They might start with us for a little while, leave in December, then they go back to Texas.
The Migrant High School Equivalency Program gives them a chance to gradually get their degree. Still, Zambi says actual migrants only make up a small percentage of the students who use the program.
The typical people that we get that are able to attend our classes are what we call settle-outs. Those people who have worked in this area for years, enjoyed the area, or settled down with kids, and have now found other positions in other areas.
Zambi says as long as they have been agricultural workers within the last 2 years, they're eligible for the classes that often include a stipend to cover transportation to and from school, and in some cases, childcare. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.